The KOY Arizona Network News Department presents an exclusive transcribed program climaxing a historic meeting in Phoenix today. The next voice you hear will be that of Governor Pyle.
By way of introduction, I should like to say that for a long time we have been planning to secure the cooperation of the leadership of the various tribal councils around over the state to make a pretty close personal analysis of some of the problems that face these tribal councils, and at the same time, to explain in as much detail as possible the position of the state of Arizona in relation to these problems. I think our meeting today at Adams Hotel has been an outstanding contribution to general understanding. We didn't decide anything, we didn't solve any problems, but we at least sat down and spoke frankly to each other about all of these things that concern us, and I believe as a result, the 30-odd persons who have come in from various parts of the state are going away feeling a little closer to the situation than previously, perhaps with a little less malice and prejudice in their hearts, and above all, and most important of all, some hope that by working together we can eliminate some of these difficulties. We have invited a quartet of the gentlemen who are present today to visit with us briefly. I speak first of George Fisher, who was here representing the Colorado River Tribal Council at Parker, Arizona. And I'm going to just ask a few questions covering fundamentally what took place here today in order that you might have a little better appreciation of it when you began to think about it in your homes. George, do you think it's been a pretty fair meeting?
I think it's been a wonderful meeting, and I think everyone has enjoyed themselves, and I think everything has been pretty well thoroughly thrashed out, and I wouldn't say we're thoroughly thrashed out, but I think it was done to a certain extent where we will understand each other someday.
George, what chance do you think we have of organizing the Southwest Intertribal Council that we've talked about here today?
I think the tribe has a wonderful chance. The tribes do have a wonderful chance of accomplishing something that it would actually carry them forward to something that would be more or less progressive for them to carry on as far as the Indians are concerned.
Do you share the general feeling here that we must unify our efforts in behalf of all of the tribes and cease this business of working separately and alone?
Yes, I think we should be pretty well unified and work on the problems that we have and work it to a certain extent whereas we could all understand one another.
How many Indians do you represent, George?
I represent approximately 1,300 Indians.
How is the agricultural project down on the Colorado going along? Well,
I think the project on the Colorado River Reservation is getting along very fine. And we have been on a progressive end of everything, and I think, to my knowledge, that the Indians of the Colorado River Reservation are going to do a wonderful job in the next few years to come.
Good. Well, George, I'd like to thank you personally on behalf of all of us who were here today for the long trip you made in order to attend the meeting, and I hope you feel that it has been worthwhile.
It has been worthwhile, and I think it was educational.
Thank you very much. George Fisher, representing the Colorado River Tribal Council over around Parker. Our next voice is that of Clarence Wesley, of the San Carlos Apache Tribal Council. I believe you're from San Carlos, Arizona, aren't you, Wesley?
That is right. I'm from San Carlos.
How long have you been identified with the management of the tribe?
I've been on the Tribal Council for 12 years now and have served as chairman of the council for 4 years.
Where did you get your education, Clarence?
I got my education in government school from the 22 to 25. I attended Phoenix Indian School, and from 25 to 32, I attended Albuquerque Indian High School.
Do you feel that you were pretty well educated, as the provisions would allow?
No, I don't think I was properly educated due to lack of curriculum in the school. It was up in standard like other schools, like state schools, and therefore, I think I'm not well educated.
You mean completely educated?
Completely educated, that's right.
That is fine. Now, you made quite a point today, Clarence, of the need for education. Would you amplify that a little for the benefit of our radio audience, speaking now as an Indian in behalf of your people and other tribes?
Well, my people, there's only 66 high school graduate and only one college graduate, according to the statistic that was brought out by Frank Bowe of the House of Representatives. And it is true that we should stress education, and each parent is being informed that their children should go to school, get college education, so whereby they can be on their feet like they're trying to do for the Indian people.
Now, you spoke a minute ago about the standard of education not being the equal of that provided for children in other racial groups. Do you mean by that that perhaps the teachers who teach the Indian children in the reservation schools perhaps couldn't qualify for jobs in the regular public school systems?
I don't know what kind of assistant they had during the time I went to government school, but I understand all the Indian schools, especially Phoenix, is now in standard with state schools.
They are standardized
that's
now.
That's what I've been informed.
How do you feel about the meeting today, Clarence?
I think it was educational. Like Mr. Fisher said, every one of us came here with the thought of exchanging ideas, and I think in time that we will accomplish something. We will work with a government, state government, and I think in time to come that things can be developed where we can understand each other more thoroughly.
Then you don't think the thing is entirely hopeless?
I don't think the thing is entirely hopeless. It's favorable.
Thank you very much, Clarence Wesley, and we hope you'll carry our greetings back to the San Carlos Apache Tribal Council at San Carlos, Arizona. And now I'd like to speak just for a moment with Sam Akia. Sam is the chairman of the Great Navajo Tribal Council with headquarters at Window Rock, Arizona. Sam, you represent the largest of the Indian tribes in this area, don't you?
Yes, I believe that's what we are told, that the Navajos are the largest tribe in the United States.
How long have you been identified with the Tribal Council, Sam?
Well, this is my second term as the chairman to the Tribal Council, and I served 4 years under the capacity of the vice chairman.
Sam, what do you consider to be the most acute problem that the Navajo has today as far as his tribal life is concerned?
The most acute problem is the education, the school for a younger generation. But we feel that the younger generations are the people that would carry on the tribal problems after us.
How about hospitalization and public health?
The hospital is the next important, for we do not have adequate health situations over the Navajo country.
An improvement of that would be a great benefit to you, wouldn't it?
The improvement would be a big benefit to the tribe, and we have been trying to get Congress to build more hospital for us, and somehow or other the Congress has been pretty much backward.
Sam, wouldn't it be a great help to you if you had the reservation roads opened up so that the members of your tribe would find it a little easier to gain access to the hospitals that are available?
Our road problem is very bad over the reservation, and we've been trying to get Congress, government, to build the roads, and we're just at the standing still. So my hope of coming down here is we might get the state of Arizona to build some of the road with the probably money on the long-range program, what is known as the 10-year rehabilitation program for the Navajos and the Hopi.
How do you feel about the meeting today, Sam? Do you think it was worth the time you took to come in?
I was very much interested of meeting the leaders of the different tribes. I believe they are all sincere for the betterment of their people, as I am of the Navajo people. So I feel that the meeting here has been very good meetings, and getting acquainted between different leaders of the tribe. And I hope that this is not the first meeting, that we will have other meetings later on.
Well, it will not be the first and last meeting, Sam. We hope to set up a semi-annual arrangement with these same leaders or those who succeed them in an effort to keep in constant touch with the problems that face all of you. Sam, we appreciate you coming down all the way from your part of the world. It's quite a long trip, and we hope that while you're here, you're able to work with these gentlemen who are trying to work out the master council of all of the tribal leaders so that sometime soon we can begin to work on a more unified basis. Friends, we've been talking with Sam Akia, the chairman of the Navajo Tribal Council with headquarters at Window Rock, and certainly one of the most cooperative individuals I've ever met. He has a great responsibility in the 70,000 Navajo who are responsible for the way of going in that part of the world, and we know that he bears this burden with a great realization of the obligation that is his. Now, finally, I want you to hear from Tom Segundo. We call him Tom. His official name would be Thomas. He represents the Papago down around the Sells, Arizona area. I think you're about ready for your famous fair, aren't you, Tom?
Yes, it's coming on the 27th and 28th of October.
This will be what number in the list?
It'll be the 16th annual Papago Indian Rodeo and Arts and Crafts exhibit.
Do you think it will be bigger than ever?
It'll be the best one ever staged, I assure you.
Well, that's wonderful. Tom, let's talk a little bit about the meeting today. What are your reactions to it?
I think it was a very good meeting. I believe also that all of the tribal leaders who came here today realized before they ever entered the conference room here that nothing decisive could be done here, but that this was a stepping stone and the forerunner, really, to the event that will eventually, I think, bring fruit. I think that we all realize that the immediate fruition cannot be seen, but that we are actually on the way now.
How do you feel about the unification under a master council?
I'm all for it. I believe that the Papagos realized long ago that a unified group gives to any race of people, to any group of peoples, the power and really the resources with which to carry forth their aims, their purposes, and I think that the accomplishments will justify a unified group.
How many persons do you represent, Tom?
Approximately 7,500 Papagos.
And do you have any very special problems that are confronting you now?
I was very much interested, Governor Pyle, in the statement made by Mr. Akia, the Navajo tribal chairman, and have always been very much interested not only in the individual, Mr. Akia, but also in his tribe, because I think their situation somewhat parallels that of the Papago, although I have stated officially before congressional groups and before other groups that in some ways, although on necessarily on a smaller scale, some of our problems are even worse than the Navajo. But I have always qualified that statement that with Navajo, it is on a much larger scale.
The same problems, but more of it.
Yes. Yes, I think that's true.
Well, we sincerely hope, Tom, that the results of our meeting today will justify the time and the effort that you've all put into it. It was wonderful of you to lay down your regular assignments of work and come in here and spend the afternoon with us. I hope that your attempts to organize the Master Council will go forward to immediate fulfillment so that we can begin to work with committees that will be designated to consider the question of welfare and education and hospitalization and state participation and federal reconciliation and all that sort of thing. I think perhaps if such a thing can come to pass, then this meeting will really be something worthwhile.
Well, Governor, I'm very well satisfied with the results we have gotten here. And I'm sure that when all of the tribal leaders go into their intertribal council meeting tomorrow, each one of them will bear in mind the statements which you made. And I believe that every one of them appreciates the sincerity with which you made the statements and believe that you are really very deeply interested in the Indian.
Well, you can certainly vouch for that, Tom. The Indians of Arizona are very close to all of our hearts. Friends, I think that about rounds it up. The 13 councils represented today have done an excellent job of reviewing the situation, and we sincerely hope that the outcome of our effort will be something even more fruitful and productive of good.
You've just heard an exclusive transcribed program presented by the KOY Arizona Network News Department. The narrator and interviewer of the Arizona Indian Tribal Leaders was Governor Pyle.
This is KOY in Phoenix.